Next case, 11043 Home Depot USA, south of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 386 feet east of Road 276 Shady Road. A special use exception for a tent to exceed the maximum three-day requirement and a special use exception for this event to be annually for a five-year period.
Can you give us full name and address, please?
Edward Wade, 7 Gainsborough Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the information that you're about to give would be true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm not a lawyer. I wasn't, didn't come prepared with a million copies, but mm-hmm. You can do this. So I'm just looking for a special use exception. Home Depot in Lewis is situated where all adjacent properties are businesses, with only one exception. The exception is residential townhomes behind the store. The proposed tent would be situated entirely in the front of the store, not in view from the townhomes from any perspective. The proposed event is a tent to display and sell high-end designer and oriental rugs. There would be virtually no noise to cause a disturbance to any adjacent business or residence. The tent will be constructed of high-quality material commonly used for such events in the area. And are there any other requirements which are applicable to the specific exception being requested? The Home Depot's intent is to conduct this event over the next 5 years. I have here starting on the third Friday of September, ending on the fourth Monday of October. Standard store hours, Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. One thing I would like to adjust, I believe what I submitted stated just what I read, third Friday of September through the fourth Monday of October. I was hoping to change that to the second Friday of September, basically move it up a week. Second Friday of September through the third Monday of October.
Second Friday of September.
Okay.
And the third Monday.
Monday in October.
October.
Right. It would still be the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go back a week.
Right.
Okay. All right, sir.
I have a question. How was this advertised? Just as a special use exception to exceed the minimum three-day requirement? Mm-hmm.
And a special exception for this event to be annually for a five-year.
Okay, so it did not give the dates.
We covered,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we can do that, Council. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board?
What are you planning on putting in these tents, you said?
So rugs, carpets, high-end oriental designer rugs.
Okay, furniture?
Just rugs, not furniture, but.
Just rugs, okay.
Yes,
for that period of time, nothing else?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Will you still meet the minimum amount of parking requirements after the tent is up?
To the best of my knowledge, I don't know what that was.
I imagine they have, when they approve the parking lot, they have an excess that they normally give them, and I'm sure that...
That's correct.
Yeah, right?
Thank you for that, sir. Any further questions?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I do have one other question.
All right, Mr. Mills.
Are you aware, do you understand that no additional signage is allowed for this tent?
No, but I am now.
Good. That's the only other question I had.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Moon. We're taking the tents back down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
May I just ask about the signage? I believe I spoke with you previously in the store. Just with the signage, to what extent, I mean, am I allowed to have a sign on the side of the tent? I know that I'm not allowed to have anything on the road.
Well, for the record, I've You and I didn't speak in the store.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No. You know, the business is allowed the signage that it has. Any additional signage is not allowed.
Okay.
You can talk to the chief inspector.
If you have any more questions, you can call the office tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I would check with the chief inspector for any signages, okay, that you may be
I will follow all sign policies, rules, regulations.
Okay.
Okay. Then hearing no further, are there to be no opposition? Here we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11043 for the second Friday in September and to come down the third Monday in October for a period of 5 years. I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. So I make a motion we approve case number 11043.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11043. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, because I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for all the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11043 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.